Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And, of course, I want to hear from you, so please give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're not going to call me, you can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, the email address is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. My social network also. So if you're on Facebook, you can ask to jump into the Smooth Drama group myself, or Mr. J will add you, and we will gladly converse with you. We can talk a taste about this and that from sneaker to hat. And if you're just looking for to just talk, just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I add you back. And we go from there. I'm always up for great banter, as they call it. Yes, happy Valentine's Day for those of you who are out there. If you're listening, you're probably not getting it in. Or if you're listening later, you're getting it in right now while I'm talking, not getting it in. And you decided, well, I'm going to listen later because I'm getting it in. Right? That's kind of how that goes. Anyway, if you're getting it in, hey, good for you. Welcome to the Smooth Drama. Is it really love show, though? Is it really about love? I mean, you know, there's all kinds of conjecture about Valentine's Day in particular, because the saints that the day is about, they were all beheaded on this day. So it wasn't necessarily about or all love as far as Valentine's Day goes. But I'm not gonna jump on it. I'm not gonna do none of that. 'Cause that ain't right. Right? You know. I can't throw my, what do you call it? Objectifications out there. My big words. I just throw some big words out there. My objectifications, put them out there and start talking about holidays and their origins. People don't care about that. I got some flowers. I'm going to get some tonight. Or I got some flowers, and I'm going to give them some tonight. That's Valentine's Day. That's what we got happening. We're going to leave it there. But, you know, I ask, is it really love? You know, because I read some stuff on the internet. So, like, there's a couple twins who they take turns having sex with their shared boyfriend. And so I ain't hating on it. I just think that's kind of gross, because when they take turns with him, they're actually in the same bed at the same time. It's kind of weird. But, you know, they're on some different stuff, right? Because they had cosmetic surgery to ensure that they stayed physically the same. They want to get pregnant at the exact same time. Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about love, right? This is what we're talking about. Just that super love that's out there. That super love that twisted, perverted super love. As you know, there's love, and then there's the interpretation of love, right, that people have. Like, you know what? I love you. And, you know, stalkers love people, too. It's just their love is just not the kind of love that can be shared and enjoyed by two people. It's the exact opposite of shared and loved by people, right? And this is what I'm talking about when we talk about is it really love show. I mean, you know, I could talk about this stuff. But it kind of makes my stomach turn. You know, even though it, some folks it may sound, oh, it's kinky. It's twins. Because, you know, there are people, oh, yeah, twins. I'm like, I don't, you know, I mean, they're hot twins, whatnot, but it's still... It's twins. I mean, for the guy, I guess it's good because he's like, I get both of them, and they're like both there, and it's kind of weird because they're sisters. Like, anyway, so I'm going in R. Kelly zone here, and it's not about young kids, but it's just about some weird sexual stuff that I'm just not gonna get into. But what I will get into is our dumbass of the week. Alright, so dumbass of the week was really easy. There's the guy, B. Smith, right? Some of you know about it. Well, Bravo green lights the show. It's sad that I'm talking about this. They're going to follow the life of B. Smith, Dan, and Alice. It's called The Fabulous Life of Alex and Dan and How They Lovingly Take Care of B. Smith. So, Dan is the husband of B. Smith, and Alex is the girlfriend that lives there also. Kind of weird. And the fact that they're doing a reality show and he's going to put himself out there like that, and with her being, she's kind of in the middle of dementia. And so the husband and the mistress are taking care of the wife. So you think about this for a second. The husband and the mistress are taking care of the wife. It's one of those things where you don't want to have nothing to do with this show, right? I mean. Are we watching this show? I mean, would people watch that show and think, man, this is cool? I'm watching a mistress and the husband and the wife who, on some days, it's going to be lucid, and on others, she will not be. It's just dumb. You know, I say dumbass of the week. I mean, you'd be dumbass of the month. I mean, it's not just dumb. It's beyond disrespectful, right? I mean, the respect that is not there is, what's the word I'm looking for? My other big word, palpable. Palpable? Anyway, it's just not right. And the fact that it's out there for the whole world, your disrespect is out there for the whole world to see, is horrible. It's talking about this just makes my stomach hurt. I don't know. Oh, got a call. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm hearing you talk about a mistress and a husband taking care of a wife. What do you mean by taking care of her?
It's about... And so the reality show is about...
I can barely hear you. Are you on a cell phone? Because you're breaking up.
Yeah, I'm actually. Once you call back, and we'll get back into this.
Okay, I'll call back in about 2 minutes. Is that good?
All right.
Is that good? Okay. Bye bye.
So yeah. So the fact that they would actually do a show about this is horrible. I don't know. I have no good words. I got nothing on this one. It's one of them things where people say I shouldn't wish bad stuff on people. Like there was a time where I would wish cancer on horrible people. I would do that. I mean, I was told that I was wrong. Brown Sugar said you shouldn't wish cancer on people. Stuff like that. And I'm like, sometimes you have to. You have to wish bad things on bad people, right? All right. Okay, so it seems like it's the same thing that's static on your end.
The static's on my phone. Yeah, the static's on my phone, but you were breaking up. Let's see if maybe this can be even a little better. So you were talking about the mistress and the husband taking care of the wife. Does that mean they're pitching in financially to help her out, or are they taking her to the hospital, or what?
No, he's actually is well too. Her and the husband are well too. They're doing a reality show. Yeah. Anyway, sir, I'm sorry, but the static is so bad.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm hearing it too. Okay. All right, take it easy. Okay. Bye bye.
All right. So yeah. Whew. I'm not the only one that thinks that this is a weird idea. I'm be curious to see if y'all watch it, because I won't be watching it. I refuse to partake in that foolishness. I'm not going to wish cancer on him, but maybe if a rattlesnake bit him in the ball, maybe not a rattlesnake, maybe just a garter snake, right? So he's using the bathroom, and a garter snake comes up and bites his balls or bites his something. I'm just saying, just something. Something light. Or maybe some bed bugs just show up in his bed. He get bed bugs. He scratch it out. I don't know. I'm just saying. Doesn't he deserve this? Just for this disrespect, don't he deserve like some hail to fall down on him? Like it's raining, and then when it hails, it like only hails where he is, and so he gets pelted a few times. Just because he could do something like that, you can have the mistress in the house with your wife with dementia, and then you're taking care of her, and then you have a reality show about it. What? Maybe it's me. I don't know. On that note, I'm gonna go on break, cause I don't think that I can. There's not too much more I could do here, right? So this is a BDP. Since we are talking about love, love's gonna get you. What y'all know about that?
You know. So we want to clear the air and let you all know what time of day it really is. BDP are Black revolutionaries, first for humanity, then for the upliftment of Africa. And it goes a little something like this. You know, that's why, man, I be telling you all the time, man, you know, love, that word love is a very serious thing. And if you don't watch out, I tell you that. I can think about with my brother. Rob jumped up and began to run. Busting shots, hoping to hit someone. So I just stopped and let a three shot. Two hit him and one hit a cop. I threw the gun down and began to shout. Come on, I got him. It's time to break out. But as we ran, there were the boys in blue. Pointing their guns at my four-man crew. They shot down one, they shot down two. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I am joined by Miss Brown Sugar. That was BDP, Love's Gonna Get You. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Woo! All right. So, Brown Sugar, did you have some words for B. Smith and the wife and the mistress reality show?
Well, B. Smith is the wife. She's the one with Alzheimer's. And she's been struggling with it for quite some time now. Before the Alzheimer's, she's had a few shows on TV, and I can't really recall her husband like being part of like the cooking shows or her home shows. So I don't know how strong. What?
I think he was irrelevant.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, when I say that is, I don't know how strong their relationship is. So, I mean, I think it's really sad and deplorable what he's doing. And yeah, you shouldn't wish cancer on somebody, but you know, I don't have a problem with the snake bite.
You have a problem with snake bite?
I don't have a problem with snake bite.
Garter snake or rabbit?
You know, I feel like, you know, actually I feel like a boa constrictor. Just strangle the life out of him. Just squeeze the life out of him.
Hold on now.
I think bite would be too easy.
I said cancer and you was like, nah, you can't be wishing cancer on folks. But then you're
because
talking about
cancer is... Yeah, because, you know, a boa constrictor, that's different than cancer. Cancer has taken innocent lives. It has ravaged through families, people. You know what I mean? It's taken tolls on innocent people. Kids have cancer, you know. So to me, that's different. Yeah, boa constrictors, but, you know, you have to go to the Amazon. They're not looking for you. You have to go to them. So, you know, cancer can strike anyone at any time. A boa constrictor, you have to go look for it. So, I mean, I hope nobody watches this show. I hope and pray that people have enough human decency. My little, you talk about your love tank and all that. My tank is low right now.
Well, yeah, when it comes to stuff people. Like that, is empty. I'm on E for stuff like that. So yeah. When I saw it, I was yeah. Okay. Now
yeah,
we're doing
just,
the reality.
It was just sad. It just took everything out of me. She, you know, I don't know her personally, but I watched her shows. I was, you know, she's the Black Martha Stewart, and I hate to say that, you know, but for people who don't know who she is, she's like the equivalent to Martha Stewart, but she's a beautiful Black woman. She had a beautiful spirit on her shows. I mean, it's just sad that they feel like what they're doing is the right thing and then to want to bring it to the world.
Well, that's not the right thing. Look, see that? Okay. So you're with someone and they have Alzheimer's, dementia, whatnot. You don't bring the mistress in the house. One.
No.
Right. If you're gonna do that, the mistress or the mister, whatever, you don't bring them in the house, right? You can date. I get it. Okay. You don't want to be by yourself. I get it. You date. But the whole bringing them in the house and then, oh, we're gonna be taken care of. And so when she does have that slight moment of clarity, she sees you with this heifer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. They see you with
this
heifer.
Yeah, and you can explain it to her then. And she might even understand and accept it. But then when she goes back out again and not knowing and not remembering, and then she comes back and has that clarity again, you have to, you're hurting her repeatedly at any given moment.
Well, it's like, remember the movie 50 First Dates? It's the exact opposite of the romantic part of that movie. It's like, so who is this bitch? Every time.
Exactly.
Every time.
I agree, exactly.
So, yeah.
It's pathetic, it's hurtful, it's embarrassing.
See, when you said boa constrictor, I was like, all right, so you want the boa constrictor to squeeze his balls. I was saying,
no,
okay.
No, squeeze his whole body.
No, it's just the balls. That's painful. See, I don't think y'all women understand how painful that is for a guy. There's a fine line. Like, you know, there's a hit to the balls is debilitating to a guy. I got
it's temporary.
No, I got kneed once in basketball by old Michael Ballard, played for San Diego State. I was out for a month. Balls were swollen. I had the ice pack. I had to have the ice pack in my drawers. You don't understand how sensitive the sack is. And so what I'm saying is, if the boa constrictor is squeezing his ball, I'm guaranteeing you that is not getting off easy for a guy.
Okay, well, you would know.
Yes, it's one of those things where there's a pain that it's just. Anyway, we gonna get off.
I can't argue with that. So yeah. No,
yes.
I'm just like I can't wish cancer on anybody, but I can wish the squeezing of the balls. I can wish that.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that.
We common ground on balls. Got it.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. So now you saw Kamala Harris, or you heard Kamala Harris do her Hillary Clinton impersonation.
Actually, no, I haven't. I'm not really.
Well,
I don't know much about her, and I'm not really interested in knowing anything about her right about now.
All right.
I'm
so kind of
like,
goes,
on politics. So.
She goes on one of those shows, and she's talking about how when she was in college, oh, I'm listening to Tupac and Snoop Dogg, even though she was out of college before they even came out. It's like one of those things where you have folks who are phony. And the machine is behind her because she didn't emerge out here. And everybody's like, oh, she's the shining black star. I mean, but when you dig her up in her record, she was not. And I won't say that she was just hating black people. I will say this, that she's a politician. And this was a further proving of her politicianness, where she just comes out and says, oh yeah, I was in college listening to Snoop and Tupac. It's like, no, you was listening to Run DMC and Curtis Blow.
So what was she trying to prove, that she was hip or?
You know,
I mean, what was her?
I mean,
if she had said Run DMT, she would have got the black vote.
Right. But you know, it's not relevant to the kids. You know, the kids still, Pac and Snoop, is still relevant to the kids. Whereas, you know, you say, oh, yeah, I grew up listening to Run DMC and Curtis Blow. They're like, yeah, what you talking about? So, you know, it's something that's put out there by her representative, obviously. Because it was foolish. And when asked, her campaign manager was like, yeah, I can't say that I'm really at liberty to discuss her music choices 35 years ago. So I'm like, yeah.
Well, you can match up her college years with the music that was relevant then. So I don't see. I mean,
right.
She could have been listening to Cyndi Lauper. I mean, you know, Boy George. I don't know because I don't know when she was in college, but I'm like, all that can be matched up easily.
She graduated in 86.
From college?
Yep. Grad school in 89.
Oh.
Law school in 89, I mean. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't Tupac yet, but I mean, he was with Digital Underground, yeah.
But you don't got a lot of, see, that's what I'm saying.
No,
so,
not about music.
I mean, but that's the whole, hey, I'm gonna be down with the people.
I'm down with the brothers and the sisters.
Right. You're like, yeah, I smoked a joint in college. Yeah, most people have. That's not a big deal. I was like,
no.
You smoked a joint in college. Like, yay. All right. So that's what we're doing to appease and get the black vote. Like, hey.
Exactly.
I smoked weed. That was the time when I smoked weed. Vote for me. That's all it takes.
I guess so. Well, you know, we're easily pacified as a people, so you know, don't take much to pacify us.
Yeah. No, I gotta vote for her, man. Look, I got 5 on it. She would have 5 on it too. That's what we got.
Some people will vote for her because she's light skinned with long hair, so you know. I don't. Some people will vote for her because she has a black name, Kamala.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
All right. Well,
never mind what her platform is and what the issues are, and is she for the people and, you know, the working class?
Yeah,
you know,
we haven't
talked about the people.
About yeah, we haven't even talked about
exactly.
That. We talked about the fact that she's running. She's a black woman. They're like, and when people come out and say, hey, so, you know, she got a problematic record. Why are people attacking black people? I'm like, well, you know, when Jesse Jackson ran, I mean, I know the truth about Jesse Jackson. I despise him and everything about him. He was no good. And I knew that he was a pawn of the man.
Yeah.
When
well,
Obama
I feel,
ran.
I kind of.
What?
Yeah, I just believe politicians are politicians first, regardless of the color. But I do have an issue with people who do attack black politicians and don't say anything about the other ones, about other nationalities running. So, I mean, that I do have a problem with. I mean, we're so quick to judge and critique each other, but if it's somebody of another nationality, race, we're quiet and we just accept it.
Well, I mean, because we know how that goes. I think that's the double-edged sword here, right? Because we know the white politician, but yeah, they're gonna get away with stuff because that's just the nature of politics. Because they are the people in charge. Whereas, you know, they'll try and hold the black politician to a higher standard, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't think
so.
And we should
be held to a higher standard, though. I do agree with that. We should be held to a higher standard.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody was holding Herman Cain to any standards when he ran. I don't think... What's the dude, Ben Carson? Nobody held him to any standards.
Well, I don't think, but I don't think anybody thought they were going to win anyway. So it didn't, I don't think anybody really looked at them either way. You know what I mean? Nobody was looking forward or excited about them winning. I think with Kamala, people think, it's a possibility. So, you know, that's why you have the divide. I think anytime there's a strong divide within a community, then to me, that's a strong possibility. People believe in that candidate.
I guess.
Or they wouldn't say anything about him at all. They wouldn't be talked about at all. I mean, for the most part, people laughed at Herman Cain and Ben Carson. To me, I don't know. Maybe it was just my circle, but they didn't take them serious at all. They looked at him all the time. So.
It's like Ben Carson and... how he talks and moves slowly.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very boring.
Yeah, he's the kind of dude that...
He wasn't, you know, I think...
Country,
you know, I think people... I think if Obama didn't have this, you know, the motivational or the charisma he had, it probably would have been the same thing. I think people... You know, he had a little bit, and I don't know how true this is. This is what was told to me by someone. His appeal was, you know, he looked like Malcolm X, but he had Martin's presence. So I think that was, you know, the appeal to people.
Yeah, Malcolm X was a little bit darker than that, but yeah.
No, I'm just saying if you were kind of, you know, it was kind of like having Malcolm and Martin in one person. As far as, like, his looks, I think him being, you know, fair-skinned was what they were meaning. But his, you know, his dialogue and what he was speaking about was more like Martin. So, you know, and I, you know, that's that one person's opinion. I didn't see it, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't see it either. But, hey,
yeah.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was a politician first, regardless. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, he definitely was a politician. Speaking of which, he is subject to our hater of the week.
Hate.
I hate you. All right, our hater of the week was a New York man who broke into a lingerie store to attack a Barack Obama mannequin. Ruel Altanaga. Yep. Broke into a lingerie store because he saw a mannequin that looked like Barack Obama. Was like, oh, hell no. Yeah.
That's interesting. That is some hate right there.
Yeah.
Because mannequins basically kind of look all the same to me.
Well, yeah, it's a mannequin.
So it's not like a doll. It was a mannequin.
A mannequin.
You know how they have those life-size dolls? I know there was a store not too long ago when the Justice League came out, and they had one of, and it was so scary to me. They had one of Batman, one of Wonder Woman in the window, and it was life-size. Now, and you could, you know, it looked like Batman and it looked like Wonder Woman. So I'm wondering if it looked like, you know, when you go to the wax museum. So this wasn't one of those? It was a mannequin?
Yeah, just straight up mannequin. Yeah, and it was just the top part. Yeah. You have to
just
have
the head and shoulders part?
Just the head and shoulders part. Yeah. You
was too brown for him?
Stuff. It's too brown. I guess.
It must have been too brown for him then.
Apparently. Even though we know that Obama was kind of light-skinned. But anyway, we're going to go on break. This is my homies out of Houston. Galaxy. Light Hop.
Oh,
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, the F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Radio Galaxy, Light Hop. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. And so, caller, I know you called a couple times. If you can call, you feel like there's no static, please call us back. We would love to hear you. All right. Brown Sugar, you over there sound like Darth Vader. You all right?
Sound like Darth Vader? What, because I'm breathing?
You just...
No, I wasn't breathing that loud, was I?
I thought that you...
No.
I thought you set me with your lightsaber. I felt it.
Wow.
I felt
it. Wow, I apologize.
You know, we're talking about this is the Is It Really Love show, the Smooth Drama Is It Really Love show. Man, so you know, in Wisconsin there was a Republican vote to keep Kaepernick off of Black History Month resolution. And I quote, they said that he shouldn't, they didn't include his name on there because as State Senator Lena Taylor, who is Black, said, you know, she said that history shows that you're on the wrong side. You know, as far as the Republican senators who are voting on Black History Month resolution, even though none of them are Black. So you have a bunch of white people telling Black people who they should honor. That sounds about right,
for
right?
Black history.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we can't think for ourselves, so yeah, we need to.
No, we cannot. No, we cannot.
No, we need them to tell us how and why and where and who we should think and support and honor and be proud of.
You know what? You know what we should do, Brown Sugar? We should
vote on
who white people should celebrate as hero.
Well, I don't think I don't have a vote because I don't know any worse.
No, I'm saying no, I got one.
Who?
Kenny G.
Okay, so Kenny, can we vote on him, the Kenny G, after he cut his hair?
I don't really care. I haven't really looked at Kenny G. I just knew he had long hair. He cut it.
Yeah, years ago, and it was so much cooler. The long hair did not work for him.
No, that was 80s though. He's jazz,
yeah.
Dude.
What are you saluting him for?
For, you know, just being a white guy that was famous.
Well, heck no. Then if that's the case, then no, I got more white guys than if we're just going to salute white guys for white guys.
Look,
we can salute Matthew McConaughey. We can salute what are those brothers, Thor and his little brother. And I mean...
Yes.
Well, see, let's put some hot white guys in there. Are we going to lose some white guys for being white?
But they don't have to be relevant, historically relevant, because obviously people who are historically relevant to us, they don't they shouldn't be honored according to white people.
And that's what I'm saying. They don't have to. These people I'm speaking of are not historically relevant. They're just cute white boys.
Oh, there you go. You can say you vote for them because they're cute, and I'm just saying, hey,
yeah.
You know what, Kenny G.
Okay, so let's do Boss Gags because he has a little bit more soul to him too than Kenny G.
No, Pee Wee Herman. You know what? That dance.
Okay,
that
yep, because he was funny.
Yes, and he did that dance. You know what? And
mm-hmm.
You know, I've been real Pee Wee Herman for years, ever since they got him because they caught him masturbating by himself, not with no kids or nothing. Just by himself.
In a porn movie theater. So it's like, where else was he supposed to be?
Right. I'm like, so what did he do wrong but touch his own dick? Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's his crime. He touched his own dick. He didn't touch the little boy's. He didn't touch a little boy.
And he didn't touch himself in front of any children.
Exactly. Didn't touch any.
He was in an adult place. No.
He was in a place by himself, minding his own business, watching a movie, and decided, you know what? I'm going to flick my dick. So,
it's weird, yeah.
We're going to honor Pee Wee Herman, goddammit. Pee Wee Herman. You're a historical
white. I can
get
with that.
All right. Just cause
and, I mean, he used, and on top of that, it was Joski Love that rapped that song.
Yeah.
So, he had some black supporters already.
Exactly.
Back in the day, yeah. We're going to put together,
you know, paragons of white history. We got two votes.
Okay.
Anybody else want to be on the council? Y'all email me if you got any suggestions for white people that we should honor just because of the goodness of their whiteness. Please email us smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We would love to hear from you. Once again, email your choice for I don't know. Can we declare a White History Month?
Hell no.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. We won't then. Well, speaking of hell no.
You can just put up who you want, who if there was one, we can just say if there ever was a White History Month, who would you want to celebrate in that month?
Pee Wee Herman. All right. You know, of course, we can't go without our Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
All right, so what is that shit that happened again? We had a black man in Vallejo shot by the police. Six officers shot him. Did he commit a crime? No. Willie McCoy was asleep in his car. He was in the Taco Bell drive-thru lane. And so, you know, I guess there was another guy in the car with him. And so he had, like, fallen asleep. He wasn't robbing anyone. He just happened to have a gun in the car, allegedly. So police said, somebody said, oh, he's got a gun. Not that he was robbing anybody. He just has a gun. You know, white people walk around with their guns all the time. You know, and sometimes, all the time, white people get talked down. You know, they're like, I can go into a bank as a white guy. I can shoot five people. I can call the police and say, hey, I think I shot five people. And they'll come and talk you down out of your house. And he gets arrested.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brother that just, he didn't commit any crime. He didn't do nothing but fall asleep in the passenger seat of his car. Yep. Willie McCoy. Another one in that long line of black folks killed for no reason. Not because they was criminals. Not because they were attempting to do something bad. Just because. That's it. Just because. Willie McCoy. Taco Bell. Yep. And of course they put the six police officers fatally shot a rapper at Taco Bell Drive. Like that makes it a little bit easier to swallow, because, well, he was an aspiring rapper. Shit, aspiring rapper is that's pretty much all of us, right? I put three rhymes.
Well, he wasn't rapping about nothing but drugs, so, and killing people anyway, so.
More likely.
You know, regardless of what kind of rap he has. I don't know personally, because I've never heard of him, but I'm sure that's what they thought, or that's what they figured.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter now. He is gone, gone, gone. Why? We don't know. And we'll never know. We'll never know. Sad as that sounds. One of those things. It just. We're going into the All-Star weekend, right? Your favorite basketball time, Michael Jordan, the Charlotte Hornets, they're hosting it. Hopefully, nobody will get in trouble and get put in one of Jordan's private jails that he has down there.
Really? I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, he's invested in private jail. Oh, Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't know about that. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. All-Star games.
Something totally crazy.
Yeah. Well, the groupie love is going to be strong down there. I mean, you know, there's groupies that's heading down. They're like walking to Charlotte right now. Thursday.
Well, yeah, that's what they do. That's what they've been doing for years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing new.
Yeah, it's coming.
I'm not in on those circles anymore. So, to me, I forgot all about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not included in those talks anymore.
We're going to have to dedicate a whole show to the groupie. Our day is coming. We got to do a groupie show where we talk about the travels.
Yeah, I mean,
the travels and travails of groupies.
Yeah, I could talk about the yesteryears of it. I can't talk about currently.
All right. Well, for Miss Brown Sugar and her yesteryears in the groupie circle, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. We'll holla at y'all later. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer.